Chaim.
Meir Chaim and Rivka. So Shachayis. So very quickly, last week's parasha, the Torah tells us, someone in my shul told me this line, that's why I'm saying it over. It says in the Chumash that Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, P'sal l'cha sh'nei l'cha yisavanim. So Rashi says, P'sal l'cha. Rashi says that Moshe Rabbeinu was told by Hashem that he should take the leftover pieces of the luchos, the shivei luchos, Moshe Rabbeinu got to keep. Why, says Rashi? Because he'll become wealthy. So the guy was trying to tell me that you see from here that the success of a rabbi, if he's wealthier than his kehillah. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to be very wealthy. This way he could tackle lead the Jewish people. That's what he's trying to hint at me. I'm going to ask him, so maybe give me a raise. But okay, fine. I guess that was a subtle hint about my financial situation. So I showed him that the Torah Tamima has a kasha. Torah Tamima says, the Gemara says, you can only become a Navi if you're ready in Oshir. So how was Moshe Rabbeinu allowed to be a Navi till now? So I told him, you see from over here, that not the time was Moshe Rabbeinu wealthy. He was wealthier than everyone else. It's one thing to be wealthy. That's one majority. For that. To be a Navi, you have to be wealthy. But now Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, you have to be wealthier than everyone to be a Taka, a good leader. He definitely did not see my subtle message where I was going with that. But in any case, as Isaac Rashi. But the takeaway, I think, in all honesty from last week's parsha, is obviously every year we come to the Chet Ha'egel, we're left with more questions than we have answers. It's a very difficult story. But I think one of the coup that we can learn from the Chet Ha'egel, if you think about it, only about 3,000 people sinned. We were 600,000. So if you do the math, the majority of the Jewish people did not sin. What were they doing? So the answer is they were just sitting there. Well, actually, they were probably taking pictures, videos, and posting it to social media. Look at the crazy Jews doing the Chet Ha'egel, right? So what was wrong? The mistake was they didn't feel a sense of responsibility to do something. Now, Chor did something, and Chor got killed. But Chor was an individual. If 600,000 would have went to deal with the 3,000, I think it would have been much more productive. But the Jewish people had an attitude of, it's not my problem. Like, well, why should I get involved? I have no skin in the game. Those crazy kooks, those, you know, fringe people, not my problem. And the Torah reminds us that it is our problem. We have to feel a sense of achrayus, a sense of responsibility to see Jews that are not doing the right thing and try to help them as much as we can. Now, people think Kiruv is only for trained Mekarvim. Like, you know, you have to go to a class to become a Mekarv. Everyone does Kiruv every day of our lives. When you interact with non-Jews or not religious Jews, you're doing Kiruv, whether or not you think about it or not. Just be normal. Be regular. Show them what authentic Judaism looks like. That is Kiruv. That's the highest level of Kiruv without any training. A lot of people tell me, I was never trained to do Kiruv. No one's really trained to do Kiruv. It just go out there and show the world what a Jew looks like. The certain sense of achrayus that we have to have to each other. Someone told me this story this past week. Unbelievable story. He told me he heard it from the person that it happened to. Now, this story appears in one of the books about Rav Moshe, but it's written a little differently. My version is much more interesting. The guy told me the story happened like this. There was a little boy who lived in the Lower East Side. It was Friday afternoon. His mother, we were talking about when they used to show chickens for a shayla. Today, it's not something. Yeah. So he had a shayla and a chicken. His mother asked him, bring the chicken to Rav Moshe. So he knocks on Rav Moshe, finds his door, and the Rebbetzin answers. The Rebbetzin starts yelling at him. She starts saying, it's Friday afternoon, Rosh Hashiva needs to shower, he's in the shower. He also needs to get ready for Shabbat. She starts reading him the, you know, the riot act, as any good Rebbetzin sometimes has to. And the boy left. So also, this way the fellow told me the story, you heard it from the person of all. He said the boy was walking down the hall, and he sees Rav Moshe Feinstein running out in his undershirt. It doesn't say that in the book. You can imagine why. Rav Moshe was running down the hall in the Lower East Side building in his undershirt, chasing after the little boy. He brings the boy back into his apartment. Tells, asks the boy, what's the shayla? The boy tells Michelle, he takes the Shulchan Aruch off, he shows him, oh, the shach says this way, and says that. He makes a whole tumult out of it, makes the boy feel like he's $1 million, and he tells the boy whatever he tells the boy. That's a sense of achrayus. You know, Rav Moshe Feinstein was dealing with very complex shaylos, yom and v'leil, but a little 6-year-old, 8-year-old boy knocked on the door on a Friday, Rav Moshe wouldn't let him leave without feeling that he is very significantly important in this world. So that's a sense of achrayus that we all need to feel to each other and to Klal Yisrael as a whole. Okay, we left off over here where we had a break last week for Purim, but we're going to get right back into things. We're in the middle of discussing the Gemara's over here about the age of marriage. So the Gemara tells us like this, Omer Rav, number one, we learned in the Braisa, Ad Chof Shana, up to the age of 20, Yoishiv HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzapa Liyodom. Now, this sounds like an Agadita Gemara. We'll see that this Gemara is not an Agadita Gemara by any stretch of the imagination. It's extremely relevant Gemara A in Lomdis, and B in the halacha as well. Says the Gemara, up to the age of 20, because Baruch Hu sits and anticipates. Masai Yisisha, when are you going to get married? Hashem's question, you think only mothers worry about their kids for Shaduchim? Hashem's also worrying, right? Hashem's worrying. What's going to be with my kid? Says the Gemara, Kimichi, Yechov Shana Veloy Nasa. Once it hits 20, you don't get married. Omar, he says, Tebechat Moisav. Your bones should explode. But what does that mean? Obviously, it's not a complimentary term. It's some form of a derogatory term that you're too old already. What's going on? You're past 20, you haven't got to get married. Right. Now, the truth is, if you remember from 2 weeks ago, we had a Mishnah in Avos, which everyone knows. What age are you supposed to get married? Why? Because the Mishnah in Avos. Now, we pointed out that we'll never go back to this. This is the only mitzvah, pashtus, that starts at that age. Every other mitzvah either starts at 13 or doesn't start at all. except for maybe Machzis HaShekel. Machzis HaShekel, last week's parasha, there's Machloikis Rishonim, if Machzis HaShekel started at 13 or Machzis HaShekel started at 20. There are Rishonim that held that Machzis HaShekel also only started at 20. Okay, putting that aside, every other mitzvah that we have starts at 13. So why is it benchman asay l'chopa? So we saw the nice Kehem on Shulchan Aruch said that Chazal knew you need 15 to start learning Gemara, and then you need 3 years for, you know, like get used to the Gemara. We pointed out from Rav Moshe Weiss last week that this is the only mitzvah where it's not clear cut the time, because Chazal knew everyone is different, every generation is different, everyone is different. But at the end of the day, the Gemara is not giving us a new age, the age of 20. Now that's not 18, that's new age. Fine, we'll see why that's important.
Based on life expectancy,
maybe you'll have to again hear the Gemara. It's funny because our Gemara never says 18. The Gemara never by us never says 18. The Gemara says 16 to 22, 18 to 24, and now we're seeing 20. We never saw the magical number 18 that everyone knows of from the Mishnah. So we're gonna have to see where this all comes from. But let's see one more Gemara. Rav Chisda said, I'm better than my friend. Why? The Nisivna b'shitra, I got married at 16. The Iavi Nisivna b'abesh, if I would have got married at 14. I would have been able to tell the Satan there's a dagger in your eye. And we'll have to know, what does it mean 14? This always gets tricky. Does 14 mean he's really 13? Or does 14 mean he's in his 14th year? Now, this Gemara would make much more sense. And Babesa doesn't mean he's 14 years old now. It means he's in what we call the 14th year, which means 13 full years, i.e. another way of saying 13. Maybe. We spoke about it. In the Rambam, it sounds like that. Because the Rambam writes, he's supposed to get married at 17. And everyone jumps on the Rambam. What's 17? The Mishnah says benchman osel chuppah. So they say the Rambam doesn't mean 17. He really means 18. But again, nothing about 18 in the Gemara. Then the Gemara continues. Amalei Rav Lanos Berami Adiyotcha Al Tzaverei Devarecha. When your hand is on the neck of your son, that's when he should get married. What ages? Says the Gemara. Mishitzav Ades Metati. 16 to 22. Vamile. Some people say Mitimne Sreif from 18. Ades of Abra till 24. So we have a wide gamut over here of numbers. We have something about 14. Something about 16 to 22, 18 to 24, and something about 20. Fine, all good, fine and dandy. The problem is we have a very shver Rambam over here that we have to deal with. We mentioned this Rambam in passing, but now we have to tackle it head on. Zokti Rambam Hilchos Ishus, Ha'ish mitzvah al perivivya abo lo yo'ishu. Right, men have a mitzvah perivivya and not women. That's the halacha based on the Gemara. The Gemara says because it says in the pasuk perivu v'chifshua and go to war. And since women don't go to war, that's why women are part of the mitzvah of perivivya. Which is why when we talk about, again, in a halachic setting, when you deal with the shayla of birth control, and this is not today's topic at all, it's not so much a question of what she wants, because at the end of the day, she has no mitzvah. She never has to have children. A woman can spend her life never having children. No one's going to have any kindness on her. She has no mitzvah of perivivya. Zokti Rambam, the aim of sayo ish nischayv mitzvah, when is a man obligated in this mitzvah? Mi ben shva esrei, from 17. So the kash is, what's 17? Where does 17 come in? So we mentioned last week from the Magen Mishnah, 17 might mean 18. Okay. This line is a kicker. The kibin sha'avru esrim shana, once this boy hits 20 years, boy, no, she doesn't get married, hareze oiver u'mevatal mitzvah saseh. He was mevatal mitzvah, peri review. Now what's the obvious kash on the Rambam? What happens if he gets married at 21 and has 20 kids? The guy gets married at 21 and he has an army of children, literally. He told me he was mevatel the mitzvah saseh period review. The mitzvah saseh period review, we pass to have a boy and a girl. This guy had 20 boys and 20 girls. Oh, very good kasha. And what happened between 18 and 20? If we assume, like the Rambam tells us, the mitzvah is to get married at 18, so why do you have like a 2-year buffer? That's okay. And then once you cross that line, forget it all. That's it. You're done. What's going on with it? Very shver Rambam. So let's try to tackle each part of the Rambam separately. Right. You have a very...
Say, you get married in 18th year,
you can be child. Right, so the question is, does the Rambam mean even if he has children subsequently, which, well, you know, we hope for most people they would? What does the Rambam mean? Why are you mevatel a mitzvah saseh? Again, if I don't shake a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, I was mevatel a mitzvah saseh of shaking a lulav. There's no backseas on that. But why is this over? Because I hit 20. Right? Most of us here in this room probably didn't have our children before we, under the age of 20.
If you don't shake the lulav at 8 o'clock in the morning, you shake it at 9 o'clock.
Exactly.
The same thing is here. You know, yes, at this time he didn't do the mitzvah, but later on he does.
Tameo, so what does the Rambam mean when he says, "Raise him mevatel mitzvah saseh"? It's a pella. What does the Rambam mean? What do you mean mevatel? Mevatel means I lost it. Why did I lose it? I could do the mitzvah.
Maybe you lost it for that time period.
Oh, so we're going to have to see, is there a musig in this Rambam that the mitzvah of peririvya is a different type of mitzvah? So this is all going to take us to a very yisodistic shaila, which we'll see, like everything else in life, is a machlokes rishonim. What exactly is the mitzvah of peririvya? So if I asked, I think if you polled 100 people, the answer would be is, it's to leave this world with a boy and a daughter. boy and a girl. That's a mitzvah. Or whatever the machloek is, whatever. Let's assume we paskin, it's a boy and a girl, right? Whatever machloek is in the Gemara. But by the end of your life, whatever year that is when a person is taken from this world, he has to leave this world with those two children. When he produces them, we don't care. It's not our business when you produce your kids. You want to have them early on, later on. That's your business. As long as a person leaves this world with a boy and a girl, or two boys, you finish the mitzvah. If that's the way you look at Pirvivia, this Rambam is a part. Why was I mevatel the mitzvah? You mevatel the mitzvah and Nebuch the guy dies with no children. That's people on mitzvah. Why is he mevatel the mitzvah? Because he didn't do it at the age of 20.
Didn't we also say by, if I remember correctly, by Reb Elazar de Milo, let's say if you don't do it in the beginning of the day,
yes,
if you do it at the end
yes.
of the day, you also like mevatel the mitzvah. It's the same thing.
So we're going to have to see, can we compare this to Milo? Remember we had by Milo, the guy doesn't get a bris milah, so he has, when does he get courage? Remember this old shayla?
Right.
When does the guy ever get courage? He didn't get, I can do the bris milah tomorrow. He gets courage when he dies.
Yeah.
How does this ever work? So we'll see if it comes back to that. But before we even get into that, let's talk about another shayla. I'm sure everyone remembers we mentioned there's a rush. We'll see again a rush inside again today. The rush held that you're kaifin on someone to get married. You're kaifin someone to get married.
You force
a guy to get married. Now, what does that mean? So I remember I was listening once to a questions and answer with the personal chef. This is one of the best questions I've ever heard. So a rabbi asked the personal chef the following question. So I'm a rabbi of a shul. And I went over to a younger, old guy in his 20s and asked him about a shidduch. He told me, sorry, rabbi, I'm gay. What do you say back to the guy? That was the shadow, that's the personal chef. So my answer would have been, you leave him alone. That's the answer. You're not going to rent him girls at this point. So that's usually not the case when you're trying to convince someone to dating. It's usually because he's not interested, because he doesn't have a desire. Usually the guy says, I'm not in the mood yet, I'm not ready yet, I'm working on school, I'm not mature enough. Again, they all might be very legitimate excuses. I'm not belittling that. But the case is, the rush is, if a guy says, I'm not interested in getting married, I'm going to do it when I'm 35. Sometimes. Whatever. So the rush is, no, we force the guy. That's the rush and the rush. We'll see the rush inside again.
What did Reverse Roshachter say? That's what I'm curious.
No, he basically said, leave him alone. He basically said, leave him alone. What are you going to do? The guy's not interested. You're not going to keep on reading him girls if the guy's not interested. And you're not going to read him boys either, I'm assuming. So leave him alone.
By the way, that happened to me with a guy. I heard a guy should have.
He told you that?
Yeah, he says, Michael, I'm gay. I said, no, but I want to tell you about the girl. He says, Michael, what part don't you understand? My mom is gay.
That's it.
I said, really?
That's the end of the story. Yeah. In any case, so that's usually hopefully not the case when you're talking about Shidduchim, but the Rosh Pasch is we're kaifing somebody. Now, we know there's a rule. We kaifing people to do mitzvahs. So if we kaifing people to do mitzvahs, we kaifing to do this mitzvah also. Take a look at the Muki Yosef for a second.
The world, it's almost, you have to get married.
Right.
It's almost.
Exactly. So let's see. So let's see the Muki Yosef. This Muki Yosef is in your vomit. The Muki Yosef writes the following. He says, V'kosum in Amafarshim, D'nochin hu b'rach, you have a single person, Sha'avru all of Esrim Shanim, that already is older than 20, V'ein it writes Alisha Yishun, doesn't want to get married, no interest. Says the Muki Yosef, She'bezdin yikafu Alisa, L'kayim Pirvi Rivya. Bezdin will force him, so he can get the mitzvah Pirvi Rivya. Then Muki Yosef said, now this is the Chiddush. The Chenira Medive HaRambam says that Muki Yosef, I think the Rambam holds like this also. We read the Rambam together. What do you see from the Rambam Gonish? The Rambam doesn't say anything. What's the Diyuk says that Muki Yosef? I know. We read that in the Rambam. When you read the Rambam, did you say to yourself, oh yeah, I see from this Rambam that you're koifing a guy to get married? I didn't see that in the Rambam.
You have to get married.
We'll talk about it. Very good. It's very relevant. We'll see. That's going to be a very big nekuda over here to whether or not marriage is the only way to be Mekayim in Pirei Rivya. It sounds like from the Rishonim, the Kfiya is not on the mitzvah of marriage. The Kfiya is on the mitzvah of Pirei Rivya. So if I could circumvent another way to have Pirei Rivya, i.e. like the Rosh Ksubas, which we'll see on the next page, the Rosh Ksubas suggests the option of a Pilegesh, and that would still be fulfillment of Pirei Rivya, Mehechetes, I have to get married anymore. Now, does that change the status of marriage? We'll have to deal with that, Belinezer, a little later. That's another thing. Let's say a boy and a girl get married. Lovely couple, very nice. And they tell the rabbis, we're not ready to have children yet. They're going to get, they're going to force them to live with each other. Is it Shaykh HaMusig of Kviya and Pirei Rivya? You're going to force a couple to be with each other? It seems like that far they're not willing to go. I mean, they're willing to take, So we're going to talk about that also. You're going to tell the Mice, we know the Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry a girl until you see her because maybe you're not going to like her. So instead, we're going to have forced marriages. So we're going to have to define better what this means to force someone into a marriage. It might not mean force into a marriage. It might force you to try to find the right person. There's a difference. There's a difference between a guy who sits home and says, I don't want to date anyone. And we say, listen, try. So we'll force him to go on a blind date or go on a shidduch date or go on a range date versus telling a guy, I'm sorry, this girl, you have to marry her. That we're not going to do because obviously that's a bad idea. So let's see.
Based on what you said before, if somebody would have with a Pileg or Shabarna go, they're Mekai Mitzvah's Pili of Arivia?
According to the Rosh, yeah. We'll see. It's a Rosh and Subas. We'll get to it. Yeah. If you remember, Michael, many, many years ago, we talked about this. When we learned Kiddushin.
Oh.
And we learned Kiddushin, and we talked about the idea of whether or not Kiddushin is a mitzvah. This came up very relevant. Because Kiddushin is a mitzvah, or Kiddushin is merely a Hechsha mitzvah to get the
Pili. Right, no, that part I remember.
So we'll come back to that.
This part I don't remember.
Well, we learned Kiddushin.
What?
Yeah, we're learning a little bit of everything. So let's see the Muki Yosef. Dr. Muki Yosef. So one second, let's stop for a second. Where did the Muki Yosef see this in the Rambam? Where did the Muki Yosef see in the Rambam that would be kaifing someone to get married? He never says, if I can't, I'd make the deed the opposite. The fact that he doesn't say kaifing Yosef implies we're not kaifing you. Where did the Muki Yosef see from the Rambam that we're kaifing you? So the chayri, you have to say, is because the Rambam called it a bitl mitzvah saseh. And the rule is, whenever a Jew is not doing a mitzvah, bezin steps in. So the Muki Yosef saw from the fact that the Rambam associates the mitzvah of marriage like any other mitzvah, and therefore, we have the old rule. Whenever you have a mitzvah that you don't do, Bezin gets involved. That's l'chayra where the Muki Yosef got it from. But then he takes it a step further. V'cheimashma b'gemara kedushin choftesam abeis. Says the Muki Yosef, I have a raya from a gemara in kedushin that we force people to get married. What's the right thing in kedushin? We learned kedushin choftesam abeis. That was source number one. Did you see anywhere in source number one that we force people to get married? Garnished. L'chayra, what are you going to have to say? From the line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Ad chof shani yoshev akosh baruch hu mitzapel leod amosa yisi isha." You see that Hashem is waiting and anticipating a person to get married. That somehow told the Muki Yosef that Hashem very much wants people to get married, and therefore, if they're not doing it, Bezdin will step in and make it happen. Again, all debatable. Yeah. Oh, we're going to see. It might be the simple way out is depending on. Is it individualized or just want you to start dating? We'll see. Now, then the Muki Yosef ends off. The Im Kain Havali Kishar Mitzvah's essay. Shemanakin Oisei. Atzeh Tein Avshin. Taka beat the guy until he dies. Oh, yeah, Atzeh Kain Mitzvah. Okay. So again, this is a very important Muki Yosef. The Muki Yosef is learning that according to the Rambam, we would force a guy to get married. Just like we force a guy to shake lulav, we force a guy to put on tefillin, we force a guy to get married because it's a mitzvah. If you... I left it vague on purpose. The mitzvah could be, and again, we'll see, there's a Rambam l'shitosai, but the Neder will say on the next page, the Rambam happens to hold Kedushin is a mitzvah. The Rambam happens to hold Kedushin is a mitzvah. Does that mean the kfiyah is for the mitzvah? Or again, the Rambam by us always talked about Periviriviyah. He never talked about Kedushin as a means unto itself. He always talked everything is about Periviriviyah. So we'll come back to that to see how to learn it. Now, if you remember...
What's he saying in the Rambam? He's saying it's a mitzvah say, every single mitzvah say. Bezdin is allowed to force him.
It says, you agree to the Muki Yosef.
Yeah, but not because it's a diak and a Rambam. It's just stunned. That's his shita. Any Mrs. Sasei.
Okay.
Has he?
And a Rambam. Again, the only thing is you have to look. And I didn't do this. I should have. You have to look at all the mitzvahs. Does the Rambam Taka write at each and every mitzvah? Does he write kaifin? Oh. I don't know. I got to check. If the Rambam Taka writes for every mitzvah kaifin, so then why doesn't he write it over here? If he doesn't, then your diak is 100% true. I don't know. I meant to look it up on Friday, and of course I forgot. But the Poshab Diyak of the Muki Yosef, the Rambam calls this a mitzvah. The Rambam has an outstanding rule that every mitzvah were kaifin, so here also. That's the Chayyar Poshab Shad in the Muki Yosef.
By the way, where did you get this lesson of kaifin or so? Did he get it from by a get?
Yeah, that's where it originates, from the Gemara by kaifin Yosef. Now let's take a look over there. I apologize for the small print. This is the Hakdoma to the Tosis Yom Tov. The Tosis Yom Tov wrote a famous classical commentary on the Mishnah. This is his Hakdoma to Seder Nosh. He brings a Rambam, which we mentioned 2 weeks ago. The Rambam, in his Hakdama to Seder Noshim, asks the Kashi we mentioned a few weeks ago, why do we start Seder Noshim with Yevamos? We should have started with Ksubos. That was the Kashi the Rambam asked. Why does Seder Noshim start with Yevamos and not with Ksubos? So if you remember, we talked a little bit about this, but let's see how the Tosfos Yom Tov says it. Number four. Kasevei Rambam, the Rambam says, Hischu b'Maseches Yevamos. Why do we start with Yevamos? For the Hisra of Maseches Ksubis, and we don't start with Ksubis. The Iyon Haseichel Noisin Shahisa Ruil Hakim says the Rambam. Logic would dictate you should start with Ksubis first. Aval Aasa Zeb Neishan Esuim Hudover Oimir Bushos Adam Vritzay Noi. Marriage is up to a person to decide. The Ein LeBezdin Lock of Adam Achis Isha Bezdin will not force you to get married. Aval Hayibam Hu Mukhrech Lasay Se Yibam, you got to do. But we tell him, listen, buddy, you got a choice. Are you chaloitz or yibam? Veschalta b'dvarim ha-mechrochim hu ha-nochim v'aroyim in adovish in ha-mechrochim. V'alkein hisrubus b'yivamis. V'yisidur achakach ksubis ad kam l'shoim. So the Tosfos Yom Tov is quoting a Rambam. The Rambam explains why we start with yivamis and not ksubis, because yivamis, we like to first start with the things we have to do. You have to marry a Yavam, you have to chalitza. Then marriage is optional. So what do you see from the Rambam? That we don't force you to get married. So it's against the Namukhi Yosef Sliman and the Rambam. Good. That's the Teretz. Now we mentioned that Teretz 2 weeks ago, and I was happy to see I was Mechavim Torah Bochanan. Bochanan says that exact Teretz, but we'll see it's more complicated than just that. Now, right now, it seems like the Namukhi Yosef is a problem. The Namukhi Yosef was Medaik in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, we are Koy for you. The Rambam himself in Pirush HaMishnah said the reason why Yavamas comes before Ksubis is because Yavamas we force, Ksubis we don't force. That's a contradiction. No, he's just saying that Yibum is unique, that there's a forced involvement of Bez. There's no forced involvement of Bez. Bez will not tell you who to marry or even if to marry. Leave it vague like that. Leave it vague. Now let's keep reading for the fun of it. Then he writes, then he brings an argument. What does he want from argument? Which means that Tesis Yomtev understood that argument seems to imply that we are kaifing you. Like the Namukhi Yosef alluded to, right? Says the Teis Yomtev Argimara. Mitzapel Adam Masa Yisi Yisha Kim Shikachov Lo Nosa Oma Teim Chatz Moisov Loi Mashma Lei Laharamam Shev Nekan Yikafu HaBezni. Says the Teis Yomtev, that's right, the Gemara is very important. The Gemara is not just Agadatah, the Gemara is telling you that once you hit 20, Hashem is worried, he's stressed, your bones explode, whatever it's supposed to mean, but it doesn't equal a Kfir. Dim Kain Havalei Lemisli Behed Yikafi Noisov. Says the Teis Yomtev, why did the Gemara say, and by the way, once you hit 20, we start beating you with a stick until you get married. The Gemara didn't say it. So it says the Teis Yomtev, from the fact that the Gemara didn't acknowledge Kriya, it means it's not true. We talk it, don't force you. So Chaim, back to your point. The Teis Yomtev makes a deal from the Rambam that Rambam never says Kriya. Chaim Tainu, well, the Rambam doesn't have to say Kriya. Why? Because if every mitzvah has Kriya, it's built in. Why does the Rambam have to say it? So the Teis Yomtev is saying the contrary. The Teis Yomtev is saying, from the fact that the Rambam Mayos and Hilchos Ishas does not say Koifin, is right, it's not true. So therefore, he's not Sufridin. This is why he's very happy with his Apshat, the Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis, but this Rambam Pirush HaMishnayis is a steerer to the way the Namukhi Yosef, like the Rambam. But this is the best part. He writes, Avala Rosh, Peterek, the Saif Perek Vav, the Yivamas. Kosav, Shahoye Nochoyim, the Roik, Shavru Olav Chavshon of Einarot Alisha Isha, Sheikafu Bezdom Lisa, Lekayim Perivirivya. The Rosh, in Yavamis, which we'll see, the Rosh writes that if your guy hits 20 and he doesn't want to get married, we're forcing him, like we do any other mitzvah. K'moy shar mitzvahs asei, shemakin oisei ashetetzin afshin. So says the Rosh, so frek the Teis Yomtev, this is a little off topic, but it's interesting. According to him, so why is Yavamis before Ksubas then? Beishlam, according to the Rambam, that we don't force you to get married. So Yavamis is the forced marriages, Ksubas is the consensual marriage. But according to the Rosh, that we force marriages anyways, so why Taka put Yavamis before Ksubas? So he writes, Efshalim. Good. We'll have to iron that out. But then why is the problem is, and this is the problem that I have, we'll get to the nether on the second page. The Lashon and the Rosh doesn't sound like we forced you to have peer review. It's like we forced you to get married. Why should we force you to get married? I should force you to deliver to be Lagish.
Sounds good to me.
It could be you're gonna have to say that Chazal are not gonna force a person to do anything more than the normal realm of life. They're not going to force you to have relations with a woman. They may force you to get married, even though it's only actually mitzvah.
I always love to say, I mean, a simple answer why you bounce from first, ordered by number of pockets, right? That's
all exciting. So I want to come up. So the Teis Yomtev, he comes up with a very, very cool answer. He says, "Efshel Leimer, kiven the Tana Hasam b'kedushin le'el, mahach lo motev lisi isha, lo motev achach isi isha." Right, we know that we spoke a lot about this, that there might be a heter to delay getting married because you're learning. He says, the Efshaloy, Umatsinu Peg, Vav Zivam, Daf Samach Gimel, Bevin Azish, Roshkan Afshi Betayra, Vodan Osako Yom, Venimsa, Deloy Psika Kfiazu. Says the Teis Yomtev, you can't say that every marriage is forced. Even according to the Rosh, there was some people you couldn't force to get married. Who was that? That was Ben Azay. Even though we spoke a lot about this, yeah. Could be Ben Azay did get married. That's what Posh Ben Azay never got married. According to one Teretz of Teisus.
Before.
They won Gemara. That's right. That's the Gemara in Yavamis. Problem is, Tais has a kashim with Gemara in Saita. Tais works it out. Tais has two terutzim in Saita, and Tais has another teretz in Ksubis. To whether or not he was, or what level of marriage they had, they only have. They definitely didn't have kids. That's the chayyur for sure. Question just is that they only have Erisin. But says the Tais is Yomtev, we couldn't use kedushin as an example of a mitzvah's kafiya because it's not always true. Then he says another teretz. Very interesting. He says inami. The Girsa Sarosh, ki Girsa Tais beside Perakamba, beside Moid Kotim, the Garcina Moid Kotim, beside the Seyde Moid. Apparently, I wasn't aware of this, there's a Shiloh, what's the last Mesechta and Seyde Moid? So we have it as Moitkan. It could be it was Chagiga. Says the Tezyam that if Moitkan is the last Masechta, Moitkan is the depressing Masechta Tavelis. So we want to put it next to another depressing story. That's Yevamos. Guy dies without kids. That's sad. So we want to be Masmich Peronius LaPeronius. And that's why Moitkan goes to Yevamos. That's what he writes over here. Interesting. But, all right. So he's saying, according to what he calls Tosfos's version. Then he ends off with another pshat, Oy nearly tam, alumnus pshat. He says, Shehiktim sechs yivamus lafishabon esparsha asurim love bekalze, the zer royal hakim medina ishus. I think someone mentioned this a few weeks ago, that yivamus lays out all the people you're allowed to marry to. You can't live with that person, you can't live with this person. Right. So then once you learn yivamus, now you're ready to know who you can marry. That's oy gishmak et teretz. Then he gives his own teretz. Vali nira, los is oy tam toif. Shehiktim sechs yivamus lafishayibom lekaim shtei mitzvahs. He says every single time a guy does yibam, he's really doing two mitzvahs. What are the two mitzvahs? Achas ilahakim zera achiv, achas lekayim mitzvah privivir. So it's two mitzvahs. So we'd rather put a mitzvah that has two mitzvahs than ksubis, which is only one mitzvah. Okay.
What?
Because he's having kids for his sister-in-law. When he's going to build a family from his sister-in-law, that's going to be brother. Yeah. So he's hakim shem achiv. That's one mitzvah. Then he's technically having kids in the world. That's going to be on his check of privilege.
He's only gets credit.
No. The Yavam gets the credit.
Yeah,
it's not perfect. Not a perfect teretz, right?
He's holding
it. It sounds like it's one mitzvah, no two mitzvahs over it. So based on what we saw so far, we have a little bit of an issue with the Rambam Shita. Does the Rambam hold kaifin or not? According to the Nigmuki Yosef and Yavamis, the Rambam holds kaifin like every other mitzvah. According to the Rambam himself in Pirush HaMishnayos, at least the way the Tosfos Yomtiv elaborates it, it seems pretty clear that the Rambam holds him not kaif.
By the way, just remind me, according to Mukhei Yosef, how does he learn from that Rambam that it's kaif?
I think it's schwer. The answer has to be somehow from the fact that the Rambam calls it a mitzvah. The Rambam calls it a mitzvah. From the fact that the Rambam calls it a mitzvah, he assumes it's like every other mitzvah, and the rule with mitzvahs are we're kaifing you.
And he even says that you're umuvato, I mean, of anything, the Lashon Rambam is connected in Mukhei Yosef.
Why?
Because he says, "Belonasi shari zeh over mivato mitzvah asay." So he's over mitzvah asay. If we were kaifin, so then that'll never come.
Good,
to
good.
That.
We're gonna come back there. Very good. We're gonna see whether or not the Rambam bitoich dvarav might have to hold with kaifin. We'll see. Very good. We'll come back to that. So let's see Rabbi Chanan for a second. Dr. Rabbi Chanan, kaivit shurim on ksubis. He brings a kasha. Says Abu Kasha. First Rabbi Chanan, number 5, left corner. So ikaman the omad soy perik hamada. There's a sheet in the Gemara at the end of the 7th perik of ksubis. Right? Now a person gets married, they're married for 10 years and there's no children. So the Gemara says, we force them to get divorced. That's where the Rambam paskins. So why would you force someone to do that? Why do you mishing around in their private life? Why does the Gemara say that we're kaifin someone to get married? This guy is very happily enjoying his life. Well, divorce. I'm sorry, why would we force him to get divorced? That sounds like the Gemara holds, and the Rambam passes this way, that we do get involved in your personal life and make sure that you have children. So that would include forcing someone to get married who's single. The same way we take a guy who's married and not having children and we force him to divorce to have children, we would take a single guy who's not having children and force him to have children.
No, but maybe
that there's no mitzvah to get married.
No, good. Maybe good, 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 good. We'll see.
Maybe there's a filler. Because we'll see. You already got married to the person and you tried. Versus the other way, you're not even in the
good. Parsha. Good. Ainachanam. There might be. We'll see what Bukhon's going
to
answer that.
Good. We'll get to that in a second. So let's see.
So Dr. Bukhon, even if you hold like the sheep in the Gemara that we don't force you, because you can take a second wife. Oh, behind today where we can't take second wives. So the guy is nabuch in a relationship, but there's no, right now he's not producing any children. According to the Rambam, we would force him. So clearly you see that the Rambam is of the opinion we force people. So how could the Rambam write in Pirush HaMishnah so we don't force people to get married? You see clearly from the Rambam himself that we do force people to have children. So if we force a married guy to get divorced to have children, wouldn't we force a single guy to get married to have children? That's his question.
Today we could tell different that it's the woman's fault. He could marry 20 women.
That's true. And that's always today when they ever deal with these types of shadows, they always test both sides to figure out. They always test the woman first today, at least in the firm world, it's just because it's less halachic issues. So they always do the work on the girl first because it's just easier. You don't have to worry about semen analysis. It's so much easier. But today, we work up both sides and figure out where the problem lies and try to figure out. Right, back then, they had no idea. I think they literally had no idea what it was. And they assumed, they always assumed that he'll, because again, she has no mitzvah to review. She doesn't have to. She can never go her whole life without having children. She doesn't have a mitzvah. He's the one that has a mitzvah, so he has to shuffle things around. So Zokta B'chon, about Korchach Tzorch Leimer. Says B'chon, you can't read the Pirush HaMishnayis Kipshuta. Because again, the Pirush HaMishnayis sounds like the Rambam holds, we don't force people to get married. It can't be. Because the Rambam posits that if a guy's married for 10 years and doesn't have children, we force him to get divorced. So you see, there is an element of kviya. So what does the Rambam mean? Says B'chonon, Akorchach Tzorch Leimer. The Inkoifim on the Suin, the Efshel Kayim mitzvah Periv, you're below Kedushin. Says Rabbi Chanan, very posh. There's a Russian ksubas daf in the first paragraph. The Rosh says you don't need a wife, a halachic wife, to have periv review. You just need a woman. So a pelegesh. The guy takes a pelegesh. He can also be mekayim periv review. Very, very nice. There's only one problem. The Rambam holds you can't take a pelegesh. The Rambam holds does it. The Rambam holds us take a pelegesh. So frak to Rabbi Chanan, avokoshu da da say Rambam bechas malachim perik dalu the pelegesh asur lehedjit. A regular guy can't take a pelegesh. So if the Rambam holds you not allowed to take a pelegesh. So then there really is no other way to have periv review unless you're married. So why would the Rambam not force a 20-year-old boy to go get married? Says Rabbi Chanan, yeah.
No, I mean, like I said before, because there you're in a marriage. You don't have kids. We say, no.
Good.
I'm going to force you to go marry Yadam, yes. This girl. Who says that?
Says Rabbi Chanan. Tzarech loim. V'shem ha-kabinos. Says Rabbi Chanan. The ain lock of Lisa Isha, the yochel loim ha-isha acheret. Avlam oimesh in a ritzoin Lisa klal kaifin. So the very we meant this 2 weeks ago. There's a difference between saying you have to marry this girl or you have to try, get off your chair and get off the couch and go out on a date with a girl. Now, I'm not telling you you have to marry. We don't do prearranged marriages, but you got to at least try. So then the Rambam is very gishmak. Avada the Rambam holds that if a guy says to, you know, tells a friend, I don't want to date at all. I just want to play video games all day long and tweet, right? That's all I want to do all day. I'll be so happy. You know, I met a guy, an older fellow was single. He told me, I don't need a wife. I have sushi. That's what he told me. Right? I don't like sushi, but I was saying.
Is this sushi you're going
to
say cottage
for? The guy told me that my heart broke him. I knew he didn't mean it, but he was trying to make himself feel better. He was trying to compensate. So that's what he told me. He told me he's happy. Sushi, he's got sushi. I hope for his sake. But again, so if a guy tells you that, so then Dr. Rambam, we're going to force him. No. Sushi can't replace a wife. You got to go out there. You got to get married. Masha Eker, the guy says, I don't want to marry this girl. We're going to talk, no, you have to marry this girl. No, you don't have to marry this girl. You have to marry a girl, not this girl. So therefore, it's a very gishmak. Because the case of Yibum, that was the contrast. By Yibum, we told you this girl or nothing. By marriage, it's not this girl or nothing. It's a girl. You pick the girl, whatever works for you. That would answer up everything very nicely.
Without getting into the whole Yibum sticker thing, you mentioned before, if this guy has kids from someone else, so he was Mekayim Peri of Arivia, right?
Who's the he? The Yavum?
The Yavum.
Yavum or the guy that died?
No, the young okay, yeah. Right. He has kids from someone else, so he's already Mekayim Mitzvahs Periv Riv. That's why we said before.
It's two mitzvahs.
What happens if he's married to another woman? He still has to be Miyabim?
Yeah, sure.
He has that option?
Yeah,
he doesn't have to do Chalitza?
No, because Midrash, you're allowed to have two wives. You're allowed to have two wives, Midrash.
So he could.
Yeah,
he
sure.
Could
be, yeah, no problem. But it's only today where we have Chaim de Benegeshim. We can't have more than one wife.
Who would want?
Back then, he could tackle it. So Zogta B'chonon.
No offense.
Oy, Epshah. Zogta B'chonon, another pshat. Shelo oylom ain't kaivin oysa lisi isha. She'ina motzas chayim beino. But why do we don't force a guy to marry a lady he doesn't like? That's also, the Gemara says, you're not allowed to marry a girl you don't like. That's why you're supposed to see the girl before you get married. Right, the Gemara says, Shemet iskana olav, you won't like her, and you'll be over after the Rechakamosh. Says the Rebbe Chonon, Ubisho eser shonim. But after 10 years, why? We try to tell you might find someone else you like. I know it's hard to imagine, but there might be another girl out there that you can also like. So the kfiyah is not to take a girl he doesn't like. We don't force people to take girls they don't want to like. We force people to open up and broaden the horizon of potential options to be able to be kaimitz. That's how Rabbi Chanan learns this Rambam. Okay, very gishma.
Okay, let's go. Can we possibly miss the halacha
or not? I don't know. Okay. I don't know. I leave off any halacha l'maisa in these shas, because the truth is, we'll see, there's another very lomdish halacha l'maisa shas that comes off, which I don't want to go near with the 24 pole. So we'll come back to that. Now let's go back to the lomdish over here. We have a difficult Rambam on our hands. The Rambam says that the guy, again, according to the Rambam, every yeshiva boy, every boy, as far as I know, that doesn't get married, doesn't have kids before 20, or gets married before 20s, over mevat or mitzvah saseh. What happens to all those guys that have their kids in their 20s and in their 30s? They're having kids in their 40s now, fine. Do you fix it? Where are you left? The mevatel means it's gone, finished. Never to return again. It means every Orthodox, Kamat, every frum guy has an X on his chart already. He wasn't Mekayim Periv Rivia. How could that be? That's a pelik. Guy has 10 kids, sweats his whole life working for his kids, support his kids, takes care of his kids. Comes up to Shemayim, Hashem says, I'm sorry, you lost out on the mitzvah because between 18 and 20, you were learning, you were in school, you get no credit.
And you'd have to say that the mitzvah is every day.
Oh, good. Good. So let's see. So now,
what about the
So let's see what's going on over here. So the Magen Mishnah number 6 tells us that what's the Mikar of the Rambam? Says the Magen Mishnah, Per Kama the Kedush in Breisa. Aresim Shani Yeshua Kodesh Baruch Hu Mitzapa Leodam Eimas Ayis Isha. Kivin Shegi Lesim Shani Vodan Ayis Isha Oim Metepach Atz Moisa. So the Magen Mishnah seems to be telling us that the Mikar of the Rambam is from our Gemara and Kedushin that we read. What's the obvious Kasha? Does that Gemara say anywhere Umevatel Mitzvahs? That Gemara you read like an Agadita Gemara. The Gemara says Hashem is waiting. He's there, you know, he wants to know why you're not married. And once you hit 20, he's upset with you. Okay, you know, it's Agadita, it's Drush. First of all, nowhere does the Gemara say, and the Mele your Mevatel of Mitzvahs. I say that's a huge jump. That is not found in our Gemara. So how could the Magen Mishnah try to be telling us that from this Gemara you see that? Very shvet. So we'll take a look over here in the Emek Halach. Michael, who wrote the Emek Halach?
I would say Tuvi Goldstein.
You are correct for 500 points. Okay. Tuvi Goldstein wrote the Sefer Emek Halach. That is actually the name of his yeshiva. That's the name of the koil that his son runs in Eretz Yisrael today, Emek Halach. Tuvi Goldstein.
And his son-in-law in Lakewood, which used to be in Borough Park. It's not.
That's right. Okay. Tuvi Goldstein was one of the gedolim of the previous generation. He learned in Europe. He learned by Rabbi Chanan, which we'll see later on today. He was actually mechavin to evolve from Rabbi Chanan and Kovitz Aris. I don't know if he saw it or didn't see it. He doesn't acknowledge it, but I found it later. After I saw Reb Tuvia's word, I saw that the Reb Chanan and Kovitz Aris write the same thing. And then I found out, Reb Tuvia learned by Reb Chanan. So it was all very geschmack. He's mechavin to his Rebbe. He was very close to Reb Moshe. He learned by Reb Baruch Ber also. He was actually orphaned as a child. He lost both his parents. He was raised by his grandparents. And he ended up coming here to America. He was a Rebbe in RGJ for many, many years. And he was a neighbor with Reb Moshe. The way they say it over, they say many tshuvas for Reb Moshe wrote. He would send it to Reb Tuvia to overlook, to see what he said. And then he started his own yeshiva in Bar Park, Brooklyn Bar Park, the border over there. He started his own yeshiva. Someone told me that his father learned by Reb Tuvia for 10 years. He said his father said he saw Nevuah by Reb Tuvia. Like, Rebbe Shemaislach by Reb Tuvia. Things that, you know, like you only say about Rebbe's, he said his father saw by Reb Tuvia. Reb Tuvia Goldstein was an amazing, godly, was a Pesach. He also was very bothered that the yeshiva Shevelt doesn't learn more Alibah de Hilchasa. A man after my own heart. He always thought that Lumdus is Gishmak, but at the end of the day, you got to come out with something.
Well, in his yeshiva, they did.
Yeah, right. So that's why he was very, very much pushing halacha l'maisa type of limb. So in his sefer, Emek Halacha, he calls a chakir. He says, V'hi nebe mitzvahs asei de priv rivya. Yesh le estapik imen atayra yesh le zman lekaim a mitzvah kol yimei chayim. How do we look at the mitzvah priv rivya? Do we look at the mitzvah priv rivya that you have your whole life to do it? V'davka imeis v'leniach b'nei bas, oh, it's bitla mitzvahs asei. When you lose out on the mitzvah, if Nebuch, a guy will die before ever having children, that's when he'll lose out on the mitzvah. Kimoi, he makes a very good sushtel. Kimoi mitzvah to say the pidyon ben. We spoke about this in the last couple of weeks, months, that pidyon ben is like that also. Pidyon ben, technically, the mitzvah starts at 30, then after 30, it goes and goes and goes and goes until when the guy dies and never spoils himself. We'll get to that in a second. Uviksiva sefer Torah ukidayma. Ksiva sefer Torah is an interesting one. Like the mitzvah of ksiva sefer Torah. There's a whole discussion, this famous rush. Today you make ksiva sefer Torah by buying svarim, but in any case, there is a mitzvah on the books. So at the end of Chumash, we have a mitzvah of being kaisiv sefer Torah. Does that mean every day I don't write a sefer Torah? I mean mevatel a mitzvah to say, or it means that a person has to come up with a sefer Torah before he dies. Mm-hmm. That's one side of the chikir. Frektiv tovia. I have a hard mevor bekedushin the also lishos yosim mechavshano chen paska Rambam. If it's taka, not a mitzvah that's supposed to be done right away, so why is the Gemara make such an emphasis on doing it when you're 20? So first of all, I would have answered very partially. Priv Rivya is not like Ksiva Sefer Torah. Why? Ksiva Sefer Torah you can write when you're already much older. Priv Rivya, there's a scientific element that you have to reckon with. Right? There's a mitzvah in the world that young people have children, older people don't have children. So if you're going to say, listen, I'll let me first work, I'll build up my business, I'll retire, and then after all that, then I'll have my children. It's not so practical. Again, today, medically, we're getting a lot better, but sof kol sof, at the end of the day, there is a limit where people no longer are able to have children. So that's a little bit more of a risky mitzvah. So I would have argued that the reason why the Gemara puts such an emphasis on doing it when you're young is because parents are better when they're young. They have more energy. They're built better to be parents when they're younger than when they're older. He doesn't say that. He says the Gemara's emphasis is for a different reason. La mishum ha-mitzvah sasei di priv rivya. The mitzvah ha-mitzvah is the priv rivya. Yachal ha-shish yoyis b'chav shana. If it's just because of the mitzvah, you can have your children much later. You know why the Gemara kept pushing 20 and 20? That wasn't because we're worried that if you don't have your children right away, you're losing out. That's because the perk of marriage was the hero issue. Says the Reb Tuvia, the reason why the Gemara was so makbid on 20 wasn't because that's the years you have to do the mitzvah. No, you can do the mitzvah when you're 40, when you're 35, whatever. But it was a hero cheshbon. That's side number one of the chakir. This side was the way I always assumed pivivi worked. My limited knowledge of it, I thought that's the way it works. It's an end. It's a goal oriented mitzvah. Leave the world with a son and a daughter. So that's the mitzvah. Says Reb Tuvia, I don't know. The mitzvah sasei the pivivi amino dem over chavshon of lenasim avatal mitzvah sasei b'chol yom v'yom. Or no, every day since the guy hits 20, we have to know why 20, not 18. But every day since the guy hits 20, the Kosh Baruch says, "Where's the baby?" Not like that, you know, the like the mother. Like, where's the baby?
You make him in the freezer. Something.
Where's the baby? Right? You had to talk. Where's the baby? Where's the baby? Says Reb Tovia, the mitzvah says the Piv Rivi ain lo zman kol yimei chayav. Ela b'chol yoyim v'yoyim b'vatal mitzvahs asay im leinos. V'doyim e'mitzvah zo mitzvahs mila. That's how it works by mila. We don't say, leave me alone. As long as I cut off my arlo before I die, I'm good to go. No, no. You had to talk. You got to take care of this. So they have a zok t'Tovia achakira. How do you look at the mitzvah Piv Rivi? Do you look at the mitzvah Piv Rivi like a sefer Torah? As long as I write it before I die, I'm good to go. Or do you say, no, every day you have to do something to try to get to be Mekayim this mitzvah. So obviously our Rambam is a dead giveaway. Our Rambam is a giveaway. What does our Rambam say clearly? Hareza, oiver, umavatel, mitzvah, sasei. Clearly the Rambam did not learn like the first side of this chakir. The Rambam learned like the second side of the chakir. The Rambam learned that every single day you have a mitzvah to be metapo or try your best to have children. And every day that passes and you don't, you're losing out on a mitzvah. Now, we're going to see in a second. So what happens after the kids are born? We'll come back to that in a second.
So now the mitzvah is could be just Kedushin, not Purim.
Could be. I'd be kai for you just for the sake of the mitzvah of Kedushin. That's right. That's if you assume, like the Rambam, that Kedushin is a mitzvah, then I can learn the kai for it undo with Purim. And Chan, come back to that. Now, the Tshuvas Ma'arit over here, the Tshuvas Ma'arit talks about a Shailom. Guy makes a neder. He basically makes a neder that he's not going to have children for like a 5 years. A 5 year plan. Okay. Not ready to have kids for 5 years. So the question is that considered a nether against the Torah? You're not allowed to make a nether. I can't make a nether. You know, I'm not going to eat matzah. It's against the Torah. Shua, right? The guy makes a shua that I'm not going to, these things are not chal. You can't make such a shua. You have no right to go against the Torah. So what about if a guy makes a shua, I'm not having children for 5 years? 5 years. I need 5 years, no children. So Zokta Marit, again, I apologize. This is the best print I could find. He says, Avo mitzvahs privrivya, he kol yimei chayav. The mitzvah of Pre-Rivia is a mitzvah that you have every day of your life. It only goes off once you finish. I mean, we learned that the mitzvah is by the end of your life. He said, no, the mitzvah is every day. Rather, when you have that boy and girl, you're done, finished. You're excused. But until you have that baby, every day you have a mitzvah. And he says, Hilkach kol shemis atzel bo, shehi a mitzvah hi, v'loy bittel. Very careful. He says, you know, I'm a vatel. You're delaying the mitzvah. You just didn't get a chance. Sharei mitzvah. Says the Ma'arit Avad, if you have the kids at the end of the day, you can't deny the fact, which we'll talk more about in a second. Mitzvah Zok the Ma'arit, if I say that I'm not going to have children for 5 years, that's a bitul mitzvah. Because right now I have a mitzvah to have children. Says the Ma'arit, where did I get this from? What does the Rambam say? So the Ma'arit learned in the Rambam, like we're saying. And you see from the Rambam that there's such a concept that every day and every minute you have a mitzvah. And if you make a neder, a shvua, that I'm not going to have children for 5 years, even though again, in 5 years I can have an army of children. Doesn't matter. Right now, you are saying that you're not going to do a mitzvah. No. Again, it's more than that over here. Because here, it's not really full mavato, because you're going to get the credit later. But your mavato is something. We'll have to iron that out a little better. Now, I think, l'choira, that this Rambam is l'shitosa to the Rambam halacha aleph.
Well, Rabbi, what I was just
suggesting
in my thing,
yeah.
Rambam is
battle. Oh,
we'll
get to that. Good. Yes, yes. So, we're going to see. So, we'll see in a second. We'll see on the next page. Right. We'll see Reb Tuvia is going to deal with this. We'll see in a second. Now, my truth is, my chavrusa pointed this out to me in all honesty. If you look at the Rambam and Halacha Aleph, this Rambam makes much more sense if you learn Halacha Aleph than Halacha Beis. What does it say in Halacha Aleph? Ha'isha she'reshe says ba'ala achar nesu'in she'imenei o'inosu. Number 9, right? Kun.
Okay.
The lady says to her husband after they get married, she says, listen, I don't need you to live with me. Right? I don't need you, you're not, you know.
What does the Russian Hereshus mean?
Rishus. She gives Rishus.
Oh.
She gives permission for the husband not to be with her. So after Rambam raised the mutter, that's fine. She can waive that obligation. Says the Rambam Medvam, when is this true? Bishahi Labonim, Shikfar Kai Mitzvah Privy. That's if this man already has children. So he's got no mitzvah. She's got no mitzvah. She has a right to have oino. If she waives it, everything's good. Avloy Kayim, Zakti Ramba, let's say this man did not yet have children. Chayiv Levoel Bechol Oino. He has to live with her at every chance. Achi Yilabonim until he has children. Nay, she mitzvahs asei shal Torah shenema puruv. So when you read this Rambam, it sounds like he's screaming at you that no, you can't say to yourself, what do you mean? She wants 5 years, no tashmish. Great, so after 5 years, we'll start having children. So Dr. Rambam, no. Why? Because you have to try right now.
In this lashon, it also seems like it's kaifu.
It's, yeah.
I mean, it's pretty strong lashon.
Right, and the Rambam is saying that we try, you have to try all your energy to have children. Why? Why do I have to try now? I'm young, I can try in 10 years from now. The Teretz is the Rambam holds you got to have children now, not later. Correct. No, definitely not. Yes, it is. His argument the Rambam is making is that you can't dilly dally with this mitzvah. Why not? Why can't I say, listen, I'm 20 years old, I got 30 years left in me, so I'll have the children in 5 years. Dr. Rambam, no, you have to go now. Why? Because the Rambam just tells us in Halacha Beis that this is a mitzvah that every day, every minute, the clock is starting, you can't delay.
One of the questions that one is asked, Lacham
Ayavetz, Sakta. Oh.
Not Dijon Kaver, or Sakta.
Correct.
So anybody who is in Isaac is not being Mubatim.
Correct. He's talking about a guy who's not Isaac. We're not talking about a couple who's trying. 100%. That's a good point. We're talking about a couple who's not trying. A couple who's trying, because, well, again, it's another in the mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that's not even in our control. If I want to shake lulav, I'll buy a lulav, right? If I want to have children, you can want to dive in, even with technology today and medicine, they're doing amazing things. Nebuchadnezzar is not always in our control. Right? 100%. This is all talking about a guy who's consciously deciding not to try. Yeah, but we don't call that mivato. You hear the Rambam again. The Rambam also said the lashon mivato mitzvah. So we're saying why. The answer is because the Rambam looked at perivivyas, every chance that you could, you have to try. And therefore, Dr. Rambam, every oino that you have, you have to try. The guy says to himself, I'm young. I can go for another 30 years and produce babies. No. You have to do it now. Yeah, that's the way we pass the malacha. Yeah. Now, the kasha that everyone is bothered with, and I was bothered with, is according to this Rambam, what happens once the guy gets married at 18, for 2 years they don't have any children, without a heter birth control, which we're not getting into now. Then at 20, all of a sudden, they mamish, every year they have a baby. Baruch Hashem, he has 10 kids before he's 30. Can you imagine the tuition, right? 10 kids before he's 30, right? So what are you going to tell me? now? Mevatel the mitzvah? What do you mean? The guy has, Baruch Hashem, tons of boys and tons of girls. How do you read this Rambam?
Why is he any different than the Mila? Every day you're over until you got the bris. It's the same.
So Zalk Tuvia on the next page, number 10, he writes, Behine, Lahan Ishitas the Pirivirivio Mevatel Mitzvah, the same in Atari Bechoyim Bioim. If you go by that opinion, the Rambam, that every single day you're not trying, you're losing out on a mitzvah, Nira the Achakach Kishanois Ish Lachachov Shana, Nihi the Hamitzvah the Pirivirivio Kayim, Avad will get credit. This guy will not die and go up to Shemayim and not get credit for Pirivirivio. It can't be. He had a boy and a girl. Says in Ptuvim, Mikomokim, Masha, Ova, Bemazir, the Ichom, Linose, Oivra, Kama, Mitzvah, Minatel. He's going to go up with a check and some X's also. What are the X's for? Delayed. Even though you got to the Mitzvah at the end, you delayed. You had opportunity from, again, we have to know why it's 20, not 18. We'll have to get to that. But you had opportunity from 20 to 25 every day times 5, you're going to be held accountable. Zog to Ptuvim, why? Beloy Shaykh, Loima, the Piriv, Yeshikaim, Achakach, Mitaki, Masha, Ova, Lemafreya. Why can't you just say, what do you mean? I'm afraid I got the job done. When a guy delays his carbon, after 3 regalim, every day, you consider it violating. The guy wakes up after 3 regalim and brings his carbon. The carbon's acceptable and accepted. That's not fixable. The delaying is part of the einish. It's like the kid who brings his homework in late and tells the teacher, but I brought my homework in. The teacher says, yeah, but you're 2 weeks late. Same thing. Avadi, you brought the homework in. And you're not going to get an X for not doing the homework. But you're going to get an X for doing it 2 weeks late. You were mevatel for 2 weeks. This is as I learned to put your shot in that sheet. Correct. That's right. This is more than just Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvah. Zrizim Akdim Lemitzvah is extra credit. Here, it's actually a wrongdoing. There was a date to do this mitzvah and you didn't do it. Like with me, look, we'll come to that right now. So he says, "Kumoi hocha gabi mitzvah privia, the yesh la'ayin harbe b'zeh, ubemila nami." By mila, same thing. Ma'ada amina shemavatel asay b'chol yom v'yom m'mol achakach. What do we say? If a guy was old enough to have a mitzvah 13, he waits till he's 18, he goes 5 years out of bris mila, and then he says, "What do you mean? I got a bris mila at 18, leave me alone." The answer is no, because during those 5 years, every day, you lost out on a mitzvah.
So we're talking about a person who doesn't get married. Every kid who's now 18, 19, 20, whatever it is, even he's not married.
According to this rabbi. Unless he has some.
If I'm married.
Correct. Again, unless he has a heter that he's not shaykh. Assuming he's of, everything's eligible and shaykh. So he says, the need to have mitzvah mekayim mekomokim is zeh she'ichar ovar. You can't go backwards. The fact that you were five years late or 3 years late and having children doesn't fix the fact that you have children. Again, think about it like pay, like an exam, right? A homework or even a debt, right? You pay the debt back. The guy's like, well, you were 3 months late on the debt, but I paid you back the debt. Yeah, but what about the fact that you're supposed to pay it every day for the last 3 months? That
every day.
According to the Rambam, it's going to come out. Every opportunity. Again, if your wife is in need, you're not allowed to live with her. It's not your fault. But any time that you had the opportunity to do so, according to this Rambam, you're going to be held accountable.
Yeah,
we're not even discussing that now. We're just discussing, you know, his role. Now, says the next shtick, he says this. Oh, so let's stop for a second. Let's go with Reb Tuvia's Mahalach and let's plug it back into the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Piriv Rivia or the mitzvah of Kedushin is a everyday mitzvah. It's not the pshat when you have the children. No, every day you have to somehow be involved in it. So would you think the Rambam would force you to get married? I've had them. The Rambam more than anyone would force you to get married. Why? Because according to the Rambam, every day that you're delaying, you're mevatel a mitzvah. Bishlam, if you hold like the other side of the Chakira, that the way the mitzvah works is get it done before you die. So I can hear someone saying, why are you making me crazy? I'm 20 years old, I'm young. You're going to make me crazy now to do a mitzvah that I have to get done before I die. Are we kaifing someone to write a Sefer Torah? Does Bezin knock on your door and say, you better write a Sefer Torah today because what? Because
you have to.
You may die tomorrow. We don't do that. Are we kaifing for Bismillah? Yeah. No, there's different. There's a different issue. The problem with Bismillah is Bismillah has a clear cut date, 8 days. You got to get done before the 8 days.
13-year-old who waits.
Right. That's my marriage. My marriage is one. Right. So Mila is interesting because there's a Bezdin involvement component to a Mila based on the Gemara that we learned together. But I'm saying, why would Bezdin force a guy to write a Sefer Torah when he's 25 years old? The guy says, listen, I have my whole life to write a Sefer Torah. Yeah, of course, Nebuchadnezzar people die young. It's sad. We know about it. But if you looked at Piriv Rivia like that, then I would say, why on earth should I force a 20-year-old guy to get married? Because, well, Piriv Rivia, I have my whole life to do Piriv Rivia. So if you go like the Rambam, the Rambam looks at the clock starts once you're 20, Avadi would have to be Kaif, which would be a Geshmak Epshadok based on the Nemuki Yosef. The Nemuki Yosef told us that the Rambam holds a Kaifin. Now we see even a lumbus why the Rambam holds a Kaifin. Because according to the Rambam, the structure, the nature of the mitzvah is every minute of every day. How can you not be kaifer?
Because the Rambam himself says you.
Because the Rambam Pirush Mishnayos. Yeah, we have to deal with that, I'm saying. But based on the way we're setting up the Rambam, the way we're understanding in Alumdus, we could actually understand very good now the Nemuki Yosef. Of course you have to be kaifer the guy. You got to let the guy go for 5 years, every day be mevatel a mitzvah. That's terrible. So says Reb Tuvia, that Nekuda. V'hida niri, oy, de megil l'chof shon av om yishen roitzel liso, takev, v'roitzel acher ha-mitzvah, he wants to delay it. The guy says, don't worry, I'll get to it at 25. I need time to find myself, I need time for whatever, but I'll get to it soon. Says Reb Tuvia, near the Kaifin Oysa, Lisa Takev. Umachin Oysa Ashatei Tzinavshu. Kivu the Mechoyiv Menat Torah, Lisa Takev, Umavata Menat Torah, Mitzvah Sasei Bechol Yoy. According to Ram, every day you're delaying, you're losing out another mitzvah. How can you not force the guy? So this would be very geshmach according to the Muki Yosef. Now, the way we learned the Ram and Pesha Mishnayis, it's also true. We wouldn't be forcing you to marry a specific girl, but we'd force you to get off your couch and do something. We would force the guy to say, how can you sit? Every minute you're sitting here on your phone, you're losing out on a mitzvah. How can we not force the guy? So I would think that this is Mamish Rambam L'Shitasi now. Rambam L'Shitasi understood the mitzvah as a mitzvah to me, this, so to say, then we're taka kaifin. We force people to do what sits is a different type of mitzvah because you're only mechoyv if you're wearing a four-cornered bag. It's a little tricky. Mm-hmm. The tricky type of mitzvah. Yeah. Like kaifin. We force people to do mitzvahs. We try to help them do mitzvahs. Right.
The two mitzvahs he put in was mezuzah and something else.
Could do
and tomorrow they said, because it's ongoing.
Right.
They were not going to lie to the Chal Shabbos.
Correct.
But by the same svar, if it's ongoing, why would we force it?
Okay.
Even though every day, yes, every day is a different bittul, but there's also another opportunity.
Exactly. So we're assuming over here that since every day the guy's going to be the violation, how can we not step in and prevent, you know, the guy's going to pile up at 25, he's going to have, you know, 365 times 5 is a lot of bittul mitzvahs, let's say, you know. So that's where we're going to get involved. But let this all in the Rambam's camp. But I told you, like everything else in life, it's got to be a machalikis m'shoinim. Let's see the Rashba. Chuvas a Rashba. Sheila. Someone asked the Rashba Kasha. Misha nishba shol elisa isha adzman yadur. Guy makes it a shvua. I'm not getting married till I'm 30. I'm not getting married. Shvua. I'm not getting married until I turn 30. Says the Rashba, Mimadam Allah Yusham Shavia Rav. Bilchas Psachim Shvuashli Ocho Matzo. So do you say, it's like a guy gets up and says, I'm not eating matzah this year. Matzah is too expensive. Shatz is closed down. I'm making a macho. I'm not eating matzah this year. What are you talking about? You can't make such a shvur. You have a mitzvah saseh to eat matzah. So do we say something else? The guy said, I'm not going to get married again. What was the case? He didn't say, I'm not going to get married, period. I'm not getting married until I'm 30. He still get married at 30 and have a very, very large family. But he says, I'm not getting married until I'm 30. Do we say that's the same thing as making a shvur that I'm not going to keep a mitzvah? Oh, he says the Rashba. The hachanami kibush l'nishba shal yisa la'olam el adzman yedua ein lozeh nishba levatlos mitzvah. But over here, since he didn't say forever, he just said for a specific amount of time. Maybe it's different.
Yeah, but that time passes. You lost that opportunity to do that.
Exactly. Sure. That's good. Very good. So what's the Rashba's answer? Tshuva. Shvua hi chala. Says Rashba, you can make such a shvua. The guy gets up and says, I don't want to get married till I'm 30. I got to finish school. I got to get settled. Like we saw the Rambam based on the Gemara and Saita. Mm-hmm. Which sounds like the right way to do things is first get a job and get a house and then take a wife in. Okay. The guy says, I'm not getting into this whole marriage thing until I'm settled. He can make such a shmoo. His mother might kill him, but he can make such a shmoo. His grandmother for sure will kill him. That's for sure. Zakti Rashba, she ain't the nishba levat l'tzamit. Why? The efshel kaimze. You could do both zevizah. It's not a contradiction. You'll wait till you're 30 and you'll have kids at 30. Now. Let's see. Zmanei bohol. It's not only that because the time is not really locked in. Says the Raj, what happens if the guy making a bris for his son on the eighth day? Imnishba shloyomu boikar abba b'chomishos. The guy makes a shvua. I'm not doing the bris until right before shkiyum. Whatever, not doing. Even though we have reason to make the mitzvah. No, I want to make the bris 10 minutes before shkiyum to keep all my guests on spill because to see whether or not we're going to get the bris done before shkiyum. The guy says, you know, I'm not eating matzah at the beginning of Lel Pesach. I want to wait. I'm going to wait till right before Chatzos. I'm going to eat my matzah. But I'll get to it. Just right before Chatzos. Says the Rashba, Mikaim Shavuosay. Mishetoye ad zman shenishba. Vikol shekein shzeh she'ein zman abo. So what's the Rashba basically saying in English? The Rashba saying is that over here there is no time. I have a whole life to do. So if it's like the Rashba, you're no different than the guy who made a shvua. That you're better than the guy who made the shvua that I'm going to give my kid a bris 2 hours before shkiyum. Why? Because again, I still have 2 hours to do it. So the Rashba here, I have more than 2 hours. I have a whole life. So what do you see clearly from the Rashba? He did not learn like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, if a guy makes such a neder, the shvua will be bottled. Because the Rambam Lushita says, and that's what the Ma'arit proof from the Rambam, because that's against the Torah. The Torah says every minute of every day you have to try to have children. Like the Rashba, no, you don't. You have a whole life.
What
now,
the Rashba do about here?
And Achanam, again, Hira wouldn't make it a shvua that would be bought. Hira would just be, you know, he'll get an aver for Hira, but it doesn't make it that he's going against the Torah. Now, right, I guess we're assuming, right, they're not factoring that in, obviously, that chesh. Now, the truth is, the Tuvia makes a good observation, which bothers me a little bit also. He writes, number 12, Mehechim lom duzos, meaning those, the Rambam. The Rambam holds him a vatal mitzvah every single day. Where did the Rambam get that from? Where did the Rambam learn that that's the lomdus of Pirv Rivya? Again, in the Gemaras, I don't think they're mukha. Because I told you before, you can always kvetch out of the Gemara. The Gemara just means hero. Who told the Rambam that the mitzvah is Pirv Rivya is this type of mitzvah? That's like every single day you have to do it. He says, Mahi Svarasim, what's the logic? Kiva the Menha Teira Beben Ubas Kaima Mitzvah. They ain't Sarachi, so you just have to have a boy and a girl. Im can call you Mechayev Yochel Kaim Zois. Umai Shno Mitzvah Sevet Teira Ukadei. So effective to you, good to Kasha. What's Taka Pshat in the Rambam? Again, first of all, the Rambam, now we know what the Rambam means. We know the words. We know why he calls it bittul. But why does the Rambam look at it like that? Why does the Rambam
look at it like me? I don't understand what it's called.
But why? Why would you look at Pidyon HaBen like? Why would you look at Pirei Rivya like that?
Why is it any different than me?
I would look at it like Sefer Torah.
Why?
Why not?
You go either way.
Because by Mila, No, because by Mila, I used to have a starting point. The Torah says it has to be done on the eighth day. So I have a Zman, which is supposed to be done. Any time after that, it's catch up. When I'm catching up here, is that the Pshat in Pirei Rivya? Pirei Rivya has to be done at 20? So the only thing I can think of is, again, very practical. That being that if you wait too long, you might lose that opportunity. You don't need to be young and healthy to write a Sefer Torah. To have children, you need to be young and healthy and everything has to be functioning properly. And that's true too. Right? That's also a factor. So the only thing I can think of just very practically is that the mitzvah Perivia, being that it does have a scientific element in your life to doing it, the Torah wanted you to do it right away. Maybe Efshar. Oh, but to me, I never thought of it like the Ram. I always thought of it like this Rashba.
You have the capability of doing it whenever you want to do it.
You could try, but you don't even know what's going to happen.
We're talking about in the attempt world. I mean, what does the Torah demand of me? So according to Ram, the Torah demands of me, I attempt every single chance
but
I have.
But
Rabbi Mila, it's a much more of a pu'ula type of mitzvah. Now, the last nekuda of Tuvi Bavorn, I think, is an important nekuda. He says, well, how's the Rajba going to learn Agamar and Kedusha? According to the Rajba, there's no major zach about getting married at 20. Because according to the Rajba, it's not about 20, it's about having kids. Mm-hmm. So he speaks this out. Avala Rajba, b'tshuva, polaga, hochi, b'tzvila, the mitzvah, p'rivivya, b'yocha, l'kayim, kol yimechayim, p'rivivya, you can do your whole life. So why does the Gemara make such a big emphasis about 20? So Mishlam, according to the Rambam, 20 is because after 20, you're losing out on the mitzvah. But according to the Rajba, why is 20 so important? So he says, totally a hearish, not a mitzvah. You'll get the mitzvah after 20, 21, 22, the same thing, same mitzvah. So the Gemara's emphasis is merely a question of hearing. So the next week, we're going to have to see if this all connects to the Shaila about Kaifin, we'll see how that works. Then we'll see it's even more complicated because there's a Shitas Mishainim that holds you're really supposed to get married at 13. One second. You're really supposed to get married at 13, why are you supposed to get married at 18? So we'll have to see how to make sense of all of this in Lumdus to exactly understand how the Torah structured the mitzvah of Trevivya / Kiddush. Okay.
Thank you, Rabbi. Thank you.
That's that.
So anyway, if you think you know everything about me, ready for this?
Make sure I get this recording.
Yeah. Oh, did it shut or
not? Not yet.
We're doing great. Whatever we're doing, we're doing the right
thing. Michael, it looks like you're doing much better.
Oh, Hashem, much, much better. Yeah, no, Jason did a great job. He murders you, and I told him I'm ready to kill him. What?
My murderous mules.
Oh, who do you use? Yeah, he's your, yeah. Back, he's good also.
I did two times. I was like fixed.
Yeah, where you're back.
No, it was my whole arm. I was like, I had a pinched nerve.
Yeah, I mean, I got to tell you, it's like from last week to this week. I mean, listen, I'm not ready to. Jason wants me to do weights in the gym again. He says just go at half of what he used to do. I haven't done weights in over a month in the gym.
I've done weights in over like 7 years.
No.
Good week, Rabbi.
Yeah. So you ready for this? Oh, come on.
I just have a couple of questions about Shalosha. When is the time to?
Later tonight's fine.
Yeah
sure. Give me a call.
I don't know.
Let me know. Okay, that's all. Rufus Shlomo.
What's up? Oh boy, Rufus Shlomo. Wow.
I can't pencil.
He hits that. No, what a
chair. I'm already. I think it's 10 years. Yeah, I mean, it was amazing. She was the principal.
That's not an episode.
No, no, no.